Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How We Win the Civil War, Securing a Multiracial Democracy and Ending White Supremacy for Good, is a political nonfiction book by Steve Phillips that combines historical interpretation, electoral analysis, and organizing strategy. Its central claim is that the struggle over democracy and racial hierarchy in the United States did not end with the Civil War, but continues in contemporary politics through ongoing efforts to preserve white dominance. Phillips frames the current era as a continuation of that unfinished conflict and argues that progressives, especially communities of color, must respond with urgency, discipline, and long-term political power. The book is not a general history of the Civil War. Rather, it uses the Civil War as a lens for understanding voting rights, party politics, immigration, and democratic participation today. It aims to persuade readers that multiracial democracy is not automatic and must be actively built through turnout, coalition work, policy change, and institutional commitment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Civil War as an unfinished conflict over democracy and racial power. Phillips's defining argument is that the Civil War should be understood not as a closed historical event, but as a struggle whose political consequences remain active in modern America. He presents white supremacy and multiracial democracy as opposing systems that have continued to compete since Reconstruction, with later political developments shaped by that original conflict. This framing matters because it changes how the reader interprets present-day controversies over elections, civil rights, and state power. Instead of treating racial backlash as an isolated reaction, the book places it within a longer continuum of resistance to equality. The historical lens also gives the book its urgency. If the conflict was never truly resolved, then democratic gains cannot be assumed permanent. Phillips uses this idea to challenge complacency and to argue that progressives must recognize the scale of the contest they are in. The result is a book that connects history to contemporary political strategy rather than treating them as separate domains. Secondly, why voter turnout is treated as a core tool of democratic defense. A major practical theme in the book is that democracy is defended through participation, not merely through ideals or rhetoric. Phillips emphasizes increasing voter turnout, especially among Black, Latino, Asian American, and other underrepresented communities, as a decisive way to shift political power. This is not presented as a symbolic act, but as an organizing strategy grounded in the reality that elections determine the rules of governance, representation, and policy. By prioritizing turnout, the book argues against the common tendency to chase so-called swing voters at the expense of mobilizing the multiracial base that already supports democratic reform. The underlying logic is that electoral majorities can be built through consistent engagement, local organization, and repeated effort over multiple cycles. This makes the book especially useful as an argument for political organizers. It translates demographic change into actionable strategy. Phillips suggests that winning requires sustained infrastructure, not just enthusiasm during major elections. Participation is therefore framed as both a right and a defensive necessity. Thirdly, racist immigration politics as part of the larger fight over national identity. The book treats immigration policy as one of the arenas where racial hierarchy is enforced and reproduced. Phillips links restrictive or exclusionary immigration politics to the broader effort to define the United States as a white nation rather than a multiracial democracy. This makes immigration more than a policy debate about borders or labor. It becomes a question of who belongs, who gets political voice, and whose future the state is built to serve. By placing racist immigration policy alongside voting rights and electoral participation, Phillips shows how different political battlegrounds reinforce the same underlying structure. The argument also helps explain why progressives cannot address democracy piecemeal. A multiracial democracy depends on inclusive rules of membership as well as broad political participation. In this framework, immigration reform is part of democratic repair because exclusionary laws and rhetoric are used to weaken solidarity among communities of color. The topic broadens the book beyond elections alone and shows how racial power operates across multiple policy domains. Fourthly, the case for reviving social democratic institutions and public investment. Phillips does not limit his program to voting reform. He also calls for reviving Great Society era commitments, indicating that democracy must be strengthened through public institutions and social investment. This matters because political equality is difficult to sustain when large groups remain economically vulnerable, socially excluded, or cut off from opportunity. The book therefore links democratic durability to policies that expand access, reduce inequality, and make government visibly serve ordinary people. By referencing the Great Society, Phillips invokes a period in which federal policy attempted to address poverty, education, and civil rights at scale. His point is not nostalgia, but the recognition that democracy weakens when public institutions are allowed to wither. This is one of the book's most important structural claims: racial justice and economic policy are intertwined, and democratic inclusion must be supported by material improvements in people's lives. In this sense, the book moves beyond resistance politics and toward a constructive agenda for governing a multiracial electorate. Lastly, a strategy book for organizers, not just a commentary on current events. One of the book's distinctive features is that it functions as an organizing manual as much as a political diagnosis. Phillips repeatedly stresses strategy, local leadership, data, and long-term planning, suggesting that democratic change depends on disciplined action rather than vague hope. He highlights the importance of institutions, civic engagement groups, and leaders who can convert turnout potential into actual electoral victories. The book's emphasis on concrete methods makes it different from many works that simply describe polarization or racial conflict. Instead, it asks what successful movements do, how they build capacity, and how they sustain effort across several election cycles. This practical orientation also explains its audience: activists, progressives, and policy-minded readers who want a framework for action. Phillips is concerned with winning, but winning is defined in institutional terms rather than as a one-time electoral event. That approach gives the book a tactical edge. It is designed to help readers think in terms of political infrastructure, coalition building, and repeatable methods for expanding the democratic electorate. In conclusion, How We Win the Civil War is best suited for readers interested in American politics, racial justice, voting rights, and movement strategy. It will be especially valuable to activists, organizers, policy advocates, and readers who want a hard-edged explanation of how race and democracy remain linked in the United States. The book offers two kinds of benefit. Intellectually, it provides a sweeping interpretive frame that connects Civil War history to present-day political conflict. Practically, it translates that frame into organizing priorities such as turnout, civic infrastructure, inclusive coalition building, and policy repair. What makes it stand out from many books in the same category is its combination of historical argument and operational advice. It does not merely describe white supremacy as a problem. It treats defeating it as a strategic political project that requires sustained participation and institutional power. That makes the book more actionable than a conventional political critique and more temporary than a purely historical study. Readers looking for a clear, forceful case for multiracial democracy will find it direct, ambitious, and policy relevant. If you would like to support Steve Phillips, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.